W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. A weather threat nationwide, 15 states are under alert for snow from coast to coast as a new cross-country storm impacts millions through the end of the week. President Biden heads to California tomorrow to tour damage there from recent storms. Mounting pressure for the Biden administration to speak on their discovery of classified documents in the president's home and think tank office. At one point, the Justice Department considered sending FBI agents to Biden's Delaware home to monitor the president's attorney search.
This is just coming in, so the FBI considered it, but they ultimately decided against it, sources say, in part because the Biden team has been cooperating. But look, the White House is not commenting on this one right now. Make no mistake, they are in full damage control here, and those questions just keep on coming.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Cecilia Vega. Despite being accused of violating campaign finance laws and falsifying much of his resume, newly elected Congressman George Santos is taking up his duties in Washington. This is ABC News. Brian Walsh of the Boston suburb of Cohasset, now charged with murdering his wife.
The husband of that Massachusetts mother of three who vanished more than 2 weeks ago on New Year's Day, now charged with her murder.
The continued investigation has now allowed police to obtain an arrest warrant, charging Brian Walsh with the murder of his wife.
Brian Walsh, already in police custody for allegedly misleading investigators after Anna Walsh went missing. He's pleaded not guilty. Anna, last seen by a relative in the early hours of January 1st, leaving her Boston area home for a flight to Washington, D.C., that investigators say she never boarded.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos reporting. Walsh is set to be arraigned today. In Washington state, a man was arrested for allegedly trying to abduct a barista through a drive-thru window, putting a zip tie on her wrist and trying to drag her through that window. More than 200 people had to be evacuated from a train in California after a mudslide blocked the tracks. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I'm coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes! Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the second hour of our program. If you want to see some pretty amazing stuff, I mean, some just genuinely amazing stuff, go over to documented.net. Talk about documenting the corruption of American politics. It's absolutely breathtaking. On the line with us is the Deputy Executive Director of documented.net, Brendan Fisher. Brenda's Twitter handle is Brendan_Fisher or at It's Documented, I-T-S Documented. And as I mentioned, documented.net is the website worth checking out. Brendan, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we've talked. I'm so glad you could come back with us. You've got a new major, a new piece about how a major right-wing group pours dark money into U.S. voter suppression. Tell us about this.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me back, Tom. So we reported with The Guardian about how the advocacy arm of the Heritage Foundation spent well over $5 million on outside lobbying in 2021 as it worked to block voting rights at the federal level and to advance strict voting rights legislation at the state level. And this is a substantial jump from Heritage Action's activities, outside lobbying activities in the prior year. And it coincides with a substantial jump in the voter suppression laws passed in 2021. More voter suppression laws were passed in 2021 than in the prior decade.
So what is the, I think most people recognize the name Heritage Foundation, but what is their proclaimed purpose? And how does that purpose, how is that advanced or fulfilled by trying to suppress the vote?
Well, it's a great question. Well, Heritage Action says that it's working to advance conservative principles, conservative free market principles. And, you know, what does making it harder to vote have to do with advancing free market and conservative principles? That's a good question. But ultimately, you know, powerful dark money interests like Heritage Action, Heritage Foundation, and their donors benefit when fewer people vote. Wealthy special interests have more power when voters are not engaged and voters are unable to have their voices heard at the ballot box.
So Heritage Action then is functionally the voice of the morbidly rich?
That's one way of putting it. You know, Heritage Action does raise a lot of money from very wealthy donors. Rebecca Mercer, for example, is on the Heritage Action board. And, you know, the way that Heritage Action, you know, has worked in recent years, the role that it played in blocking pro-democracy legislation at the federal level and advancing anti-democracy legislation at the state level is an indication of how powerful dark money interests have poured massive resources into protecting a broken political system and undermining our freedom to vote.
Yeah, if memory serves me correctly, Rebecca Mercer made her money the old-fashioned way. She inherited it. So What's the relationship between Heritage and ALEC? Because, you know, usually when you think of trying to, in this case, passing voter suppression laws on a state-by-state basis, these are not federal laws, that many of your more, shall we say, right-wing or conservative or whatever you want to call this these days, pieces of legislation that keep popping up in state after state, you know, whether it was Stand Your Ground back in the day or, you know, stuff that helps the tobacco industry or stuff that helps the gun industry or stuff that helps the fossil fuel industry or stuff that helps the banking industry. An awful lot of that comes out of ALEC. How did Heritage get into this scam and or this business? And what's the relationship between the two and other groups?
Yeah, you know, well, ALEC really operates as a clearinghouse to advance conservative policy on the state level. And Heritage Foundation and Heritage Action have worked hand in hand with ALEC on policies like voting and others. And, you know, we at Document had actually obtained a private plan that Heritage Action developed last year. And they set out this two-year, $24 million strategy to work with ALEC to advance restrictive voting bills in eight battleground states. So Heritage Action and ALEC have worked together and have described how they've worked together. But Heritage Action, in some ways, is supplanting a role that traditionally would have been played by ALEC. Heritage Action has talked about how they've developed model legislation or the principles that have been incorporated into legislation. And then what they've done that ALEC has not done is actually activate activists at the state level. It's what Heritage calls their sentinels. So Heritage and their lawyers and their lobbyists will help state legislators in states like Georgia to actually draft legislation. And then their network of activists will then, you know, advocate for those bills in the states. And Heritage Action then even goes beyond that, in addition to having formal lobbying and grassroots lobbying to push this legislation. They'll then run TV ads, in some cases millions of dollars in TV ads, helping to make the case for these bills. You know, that was the case in Georgia, for example. Heritage Action boasted about spending over $1 million in ads supporting the restrictive Georgia bill that was enacted in 2021. And after that bill sparked controversy and you saw business leaders across the country speaking out against it, Heritage Action actually spent over $1 million on TV ads defending the law. And they were targeted, those ads were targeted at business leaders. The ads were run on CNBC, for example. And those ads were targeted at what Heritage Action's executive director said were woke CEOs who didn't read the bill. So Heritage Action is raising a ton of money and spending a ton of money to advance this, to not only advance restrictive voting legislation, but also to build the case for it in the public and among influencers.
So the eight states where this two-year strategy is being played out by Heritage Action, according to your article, I'm looking over here at on The Guardian. The Heritage founder voter suppression lobbying election plan. Are Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, Texas, and Wisconsin, by coincidence, these are all battleground states. I'm assuming it's just purely a coincidence. What possible rationalization? I mean, you know, I asked you why are these guys doing it, and your answer was pretty straightforward, but how do they rationalize it themselves? How do these folks sleep at night? Do they not believe in democracy? Is there a widespread belief among American plutocrats, which, by the way, would not be ahistoric? I mean, the history is filled with people, you know, who have argued this position all the way back to Socrates, that plutocracy or oligarchy is really a more stable form of government than democracy. And democracy was a nice, quaint experiment, but it's kind of served its purpose. And now it's time for those truly successful people, proving their success by the fact that they're insanely rich, to take over. I mean, is that what's going on? What is their internal rationale? What story do they tell to themselves?
Yeah, well, the story they tell to themselves might be different than the story they tell to the public. The story they tell to the public is that election fraud is rampant, or at least the risks of election fraud is rampant.
Now, we know that's a lie, right?
Right, right. But Heritage Foundation has played it. Heritage Foundation and its advocacy arm, Heritage Action, have played a key role in advancing that lie. And they've worked really hard to try and come up with evidence to support it. But they've largely been unsuccessful. You may be familiar with Hans von Spakovsky. He's one of the top election fraudsters, and he's been pushing the lie of election fraud for decades now. He's a senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation and maintains an election fraud database that claims to identify all of the potential evidence of fraud over recent decades. But really, it shows just how rare fraud is in the U.S. system. Records date back 40 years. But even during this period where billions of votes have been cast, Heritage Foundation can only find, just over 1,000 potential instances of voter fraud, which is just a molecular fraction of votes cast nationwide. So the cure that Heritage and its partners are advocating, more restrictive voting laws, hardly correlates with the problem, even as they've identified it.
Yeah, I've debated Hans on this program, Van Spakovsky. What do we do? We're speaking with Brandon Fisher, I lost my page with your title here, the Deputy Executive Director of Documented.net. And also, if you want to read a quick piece on this, obviously go to Documented.net, but over at The Guardian, it's titled Right-Wing Group Pours Millions in Dark Money into U.S. Voter Suppression Bid. What can or should we do about this, Brendan?
One thing we could do is remain engaged. Part of what Heritage Action and Heritage Foundation try to do is muddy the waters around what the problems are and what the solutions are to those problems. I think we need to stay engaged and stay focused on the importance of protecting our freedom to vote. And then also we need to vote. We need to make sure that our voices are heard in the elections and to organize and advocate to overcome the barriers that Heritage Action and their partners are trying to set up.
Yeah, yeah. And inform everybody you know. It's documented.net is the website. You really need to check this out. Brendan Fisher, our old buddy, he's now the Deputy Executive Director of Documented and an attorney as well. Brendan, thanks so much for dropping by. Great seeing you.
All right.
And happy
thanks
New Year.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
COVID vaccines and sudden death, fact or fiction? I'll fill you in right after this break.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from, anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Consider a cruise. Cruising is just an absolutely wonderful way to travel, and you only pack and unpack once. Your hotel goes with you. So let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and not to mention delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Just simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. And they are all American. AmericanCruiseLines.com. Alrighty, welcome back. So I've noticed, in fact, I saw several of them yesterday. First time when these first started popping up, I reported one to Twitter. You know, there was somebody talking about, hundreds of athletes have dropped dead from the COVID vaccine, was the tweet, or words to that effect. And it had a link to some website. And so I flagged it for Twitter as, you know, something that would be dangerous to public health or however you flag those things. I don't recall the specific language that they use, but, you know, as far as I know, nothing happened. All the people who handle those things have been fired. And I've been seeing more and more of it across Twitter, and I'm assuming, you know, I post on Facebook and I read, you know, my own Facebook, the responses to my own posts on Facebook. So people who follow me on Facebook, I read their stuff, and I read my, and I've got a personal account. I read my, you know, keep up to date with my family, A niece of mine, by the way, is having amputation surgery this morning. She got the flesh-eating bacteria, and they're taking off part of her leg. So if you're inclined, she's probably in surgery about now. Keep Annie, is her name, in your prayers and thoughts. But anyhow, I keep track of this stuff, you know, on social media, and I'm seeing more and more of it all over again. I mean, it's like 2020 all over again. And I was pleased. One of the Substacks to which I subscribe, I subscribe to a whole bunch of them, probably 30 or 40 of them, and one of them is called yourlocalepidemiologist.substack.com. And Caitlin Jetalina and Kristen Panthajani, MD, PhD, wrote a brilliant piece. It arrived in my mailbox this morning, to COVID-19 Vaccines and Sudden Death, Separating Fact from Fiction. And they just go through all these arguments. Number one, the excess deaths among young adults. They go back and look at the claims that are made for this, and it turns out that those claims don't consider the fact that we were in a pandemic. So yeah, there were excess deaths. By the way, this is all before the vaccine. And so that claim is BS. What about young athletes? I mean, you know, Hamlin's heart stopped. It's got us all sensitized to this. And they are claiming more athletes died in the last year than have died in the last 38 years. Well, where did this come from? It turned out it was from a letter published by a guy named Peter McCullough, in which he compared sudden cardiac death in athletes to two data sets. What he was doing was he was comparing young people versus old. It was literally, you know, apples to oranges. Young people versus old, different definitions of sudden cardiac death. He included people who didn't even die from sudden cardiac death. And he included people who weren't athletes. And he included some people who didn't even die. So another BS study. And then what about blood clots? There's this video floating around called Died Suddenly. And in that video, you know, and it's making headlines, but if you look at, when they dug into the details, into the data behind it, one of the people died in a car accident, another died before the COVID vaccines were even available, another collapsed during a basketball game but never died, and this was again before the vaccines. The video alleges that the mRNA vaccines are killing people via blood clots, but the evidence they show is blood clots being removed from cadavers. Blood normally clots in cadavers. The video also shows images of a huge blood clot being surgically removed from a lung, suggesting it was caused by a vaccine, but they took it from a 2019 medical education video before there was even COVID. So, you know, bottom line, this is nonsense.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
The vaccines, including the new bivalent vaccines, are safe. Dramatically safe, probably among the safest we've ever seen, and they prevent deadly disease.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe Now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. A weather threat nationwide. 15 states are under alert for snow from coast to coast as a new cross-country storm impacts millions through the end of the week. President Biden heads to California tomorrow to tour damage there from recent storms. Mounting pressure for the Biden administration to speak on their discovery of classified documents in the president's home and think tank office. At one point, the Justice Department considered sending FBI agents to Biden's Delaware home to monitor the president's attorney search.
This is just coming in, so the FBI considered it, but they ultimately decided against it, sources say, in part because the Biden team has been cooperating. But look, the White House is not commenting on this one right now. Make no mistake, they are in full damage control here, and those questions just keep on coming.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Cecilia Vega. Despite being accused of violating campaign finance laws and falsifying much of his resume, newly elected Congressman George Santos is taking up his duties in Washington. This is ABC News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. And welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. A lot of topics on the table. Oh, man. Why is it that these extraordinarily wealthy people, I'm thinking that tomorrow might be, a good time to really do a deep dive into this, why are rich people so opposed to democracy? What's the deal here? But if you have any thoughts on it, I'm thinking of that this afternoon. This is, I typically write my op-eds, which become my opening rant for tomorrow's show, in the afternoon of the day before, which would be this afternoon. So if you've got any thoughts on why it is that multimillionaires and billionaires would fund efforts to weaken democracy, give me a shout. Michael in Long Beach, California. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Whenever I hear somebody say, no one's above the law, I know that he's either a fool or a liar. My question is, how high do you have to be? Is it money or political status that you get you above the law? Like, I don't think a president or a vice president will ever be convicted or even tried of anything. But how far down does it go? I was thinking of Spiro T. Agnew. Did he ever have to face his crimes, or did he just skate?
He lost his law license, and I believe he pled guilty to something. But no, he didn't go to jail. He resigned the vice presidency in exchange for, that was his plea deal, basically. He had been taking bribes for years and years and years when he was a mayor, when he was the governor of, what was it, Maryland, I think. And he continued taking bribes while he was vice president. That was Rachel Maddow's first podcast. It was called Bagman. It was all about Spiro Agnew.
I remember, yeah. Well, okay. So it goes down to vice president. How about a senator or a congressman or a mayor or a governor? How far down does it go? I know that in Illinois, wasn't it the governor that actually had to go to prison?
Yeah, Rod Blagojevich. He's okay. Out now. In fact, I think Trump might have pardoned him, or he cut him some kind of deal. I don't recall. I know there was talk about it. I don't know if it happened. But, the answer to your question, Michael, is it depends. I mean, you say, how high up do you have to be above the law? I would suggest that if you're talking about state and local laws, you don't have to be super high up. You could be a mayor. You could be a police chief. You could be, some sort of a big shot. But political power does insulate people from the law to a certain extent. But the greatest insulation from the law is great wealth. I mean, look at Donald Trump. He has it's alleged that he has raped or sexually assaulted over 20 women. In his deposition in the E. Jean Carroll case, she accused him of actually raping her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room. In the deposition, he said that she enjoyed it. It's like, really? He's scot-free, right? If somebody else, if the average non-billionaire had raped 20 women, odds are they wouldn't be walking around loose. So, I think that great wealth is probably the number one insulator against the law, essentially. And we do have a two-tier system of justice. Some people can afford to drag things out forever because they've got the money and the resources or the friends to make it happen, and other people can't. So, Michael, thanks for the call. It's an important question. Marianne in Phoenix. Hey, Marianne, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I really wanted to bring up two different things related here to the taxpayers' budget, the debts left by Governor Ducey that poor Katie Hobbs, our governor, now has to deal with. One, and I think you broached on it the other day, the idea that the school Arizona, under the Republicans and Governor Ducey, started a universal educational scholarship or basically vouchers for all people in Arizona, so that people that send their kids to private and religious schools can use up to $6,000, $6,500, taking away from the public school budget for these private and religious schools, which is basically starving the educational system here.
Which is his goal.
Right. And Governor Hobbs, in her first budget that she proposed, wanted to do away with this voucher system. And, of course, the Republicans here said, oh, that's dead in the water. And at this point in time, the voucher system was supposed to cost $33 million. It's already 10 times that amount, according to the Arizona Republic this morning. Yeah,
300.
And growing.
Wow.
Yeah, and growing. And supposedly, one of the things that, that hopefully Governor Hobbs can do before it gets out of control, which it already is put a cap on the program before it balloons, according to one of our great editorialists here at the Arizona Republic. The other thing is Governor Ducey also left a huge debt to follow him that Governor Hobbs has to deal with when he set up his own border wall using double-stacked shipping containers down at the Arizona-Mexican border. And that cost $95 million to put up, and it's going to cost $76 million to remove because the federal government did a lawsuit against Ducey, and he's removing it. And he used, according to another Arizona Republic editorial, he used a no-bid contract company out of Florida that had donated big to Trump, and that company goes around Texas and here and set up these containers, and they're the only company that supposedly can take them down, according to Ducey. And they also work in Texas with border systems, that kind of thing, but they're out of Florida. They didn't use even an Arizona company to do this work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about a corrupt old boy network.
Yeah, and it's going to cost over $200 million to the Arizona taxpayers to because of Ducey's putting up this thing in August. He only has 3 or 4 more months left. He put it up in August, and now they're taking it down.
Yeah. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just thought I would share that, and all this burden is left on Governor Katie Hobbs at this point.
Yeah.
And the Republicans control the state house here.
Right.
So it's going to be hard for her, but hopefully she will be able to get some traction.
All right, because of gerrymandering. An awful lot of this, Marianne, I think goes back to Jude Waninsky in 1974 when he proposed in the Wall Street Journal that whenever Democrats are in office, whenever Republicans are in office, they should spend money as fast as they can, as hard as they can, to run up the debt as badly as they can. And then whenever Democrats come into office, the Republicans should start screaming about the debt that they themselves caused and demand that the Democrats cut social programs in order to reduce that debt. And it sounds like, and he referred to that as the two Santa Claus theory. He said, you know, Democrats have always been the party of Santa Claus, Social Security, Medicare, unemployment insurance, unions, blah, 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 blah. And Republicans have always been the party of Scrooge. And he said Republicans need to become the party of Santa Claus, too. And the way to do that is we'll become the tax cut Santa Claus, we'll become the economic stimulus Santa Claus by spending money like drunken sailors. We will stimulate the economy. People will come to associate Republicans with good times because there's so much money sloshing around. As soon as Democrats come in, we scream and yell and force them to start cutting spending, and Democrats will have to shoot their own Santa Claus. They'll be seen as the guys who are shrinking government. And I can just imagine a lot of parents who were very excited about sending their kid to a cool new, charter school. If Katie Hobbs comes along and says, no, you can't have that money, they're going to be very pissed off. I mean, this is he just put a landmine in her path.
Right, right. Although the charter schools here, just to mention, are public schools also. The concern is the parents that are sending their children to religious and private schools, high incomes.
Right. Well, same deal. I mean, those parents who want to say, they're going to be pissed off too. Which was, I'm sure, part of the plan. This is Ronald Reagan was the first president to actually put Jude Waninsky's two Santa Claus theory into practice. And literally every year since then, the Republicans have played it out. Whenever there's a Republican in office, Reagan took our national debt from $800 billion to $2.4 trillion. He tripled our national debt. George W. Bush added another $5 trillion or $6 or $7 trillion, arguably, to our national debt with two wars and a huge tax cut. Donald Trump added another $6 or $7 trillion to the national debt. Run up the debt as hard as you can. And then every time a Democrat comes into office, Bill Clinton comes in. Oh, my God, we got to have a balanced budget. And Barack Obama. Oh, my God, we got to, you know, we're going to shut down the government if you guys don't have a balanced budget. And now Biden's in office. And so, oh, my God, it's the we got to have a balanced budget. We can't. We got to cut spending. And it just blows my mind that the American people are unaware of this when this was literally laid out in the pages of the Wall Street Journal in the 1970s as a strategy that the Republican Party should employ. It was picked up by Reagan explicitly. They brag about it. There's been books written about this, bragging about it, about, you know, Winsky's two Santa Claus theory. And yet they still get away with it. It's just, I wrote about it in my book, The Hidden History of American Oligarchy. In fact, I went through the whole thing, you know, chapter and verse. And now it's happening in the States. It's amazing.
Yep.
It's amazing.
I agree. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Marianne. Thanks for the call. And thanks for the report from Arizona. Amazing stuff. We'll be right back. It is, it's quarter to 15 minutes before the hour. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media, the Tom Hartman program. We'll be back with your calls right after this.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work, offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, there was one other story I wanted to share with you in this hour, and ran out of time in the first half hour, but let me just share it with you real quickly. In Ohio, they are trying to make it harder for overseas members of the military to vote. Now, I'm not sure exactly why this is. I mean, they say it's to stop voter fraud, but we all know that that's a lie. In fact, Ohio bragged the year before last, in 2020, that they had, you know, no discernible voter fraud, and everything was great, and the election was solid, and you can trust the results. And, you know, so to say that they're trying to, you know, they're going to make it harder for people with mail-in ballots to vote and have their vote counted in the days immediately after the election, if their ballots show up late, and that they're doing that for fraud, it's just, you know, it's nonsense. Three other states, by the way, are doing the same thing. Wisconsin, New Jersey, and California actually have Republican legislators proposing the same thing. I doubt it'll pass in any of those three states, but it's almost certainly going to pass. Well, it has passed in Ohio. And, you know, this is angering active duty members of the military. And, you know, Trump, the Republicans who passed this law in Ohio are saying that they did it because Trump was right that late arriving mail-in ballots are a sign of fraud. And they're not. One of the military folks, Representative Connie Pillich, is an Air Force veteran. She said, "These guys and gals stationed overseas living in the sandbox or wherever they are doing their jobs, putting themselves in harm's way, you're making it harder for them to participate." And they also made it harder to get a mail-in ballot to begin with. Marsh Lord, this is, by the way, from an article in the Associated Press by Julie Carr Smith and Gary Fields. Marsh Lord, currently in South Carolina, where her husband is stationed in the Air Force, said mail sometimes took weeks to reach her family when they lived in Japan. Quote, "Even where I..." Excuse me. Pardon me, I'm sneezing. "Even were I to get my ballot in the mail a week ahead of time," she wrote, "a lot of times with the military postal service and the postal service in general, there are delays." Thank you, Louis DeJoy, right? So she goes on to say, so that shortened window doesn't allow as much time for things that are really out of military voters' control. Which raises the question, why is it, you know, 40% of the mail-in ballots from the military arrived more than 4 days late after the election, and this would put a four-day cutoff. So, you know, a substantial portion of the military ballots would no longer be counted in Ohio. Why are they picking on the military? Overseas military, specifically. I think it's because if you live overseas, you discover, as I discovered the year that I lived in Germany, I wasn't in the military, but I lived there, that other countries, you can go to college for free. In fact, there's over 10,000 American students going to college in Germany right now in English for free. You have national health care systems. Health care is free. I mean, you know, people who live overseas suddenly look back at the United States and go, that Republican Party, they're kind of weird. Maybe that's why. That's the only answer I can come up with. Maybe you have a better suggestion. Earl in Hyde Park, Illinois. Hey, Earl, what's on your mind today?
Tom, thank you for taking my call. What I was going to try to do is try to reflect on one of your questions that you asked earlier about why is it that rich people are so negative about living up to their responsibility to the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that I believe from watching them is that it's a pretty heady experience. When you're on top of, when you climb to the top of the mountaintop, you feel that you've earned a certain amount of cachet, and you think that you are deserving of whatever you have, and trying to do things for the quote unquote middle class and poor people is somehow making them lazy. You fought your way to the top. You've got this exalted position. You've got all of this money and wealth, and nobody helped you get to the top. Or so they believe. They don't understand how the system that they made it to the top also helped them get to the top. They just took advantage of better advantage of it than other people.
Mm-hmm. So you think that a sense of entitlement comes with a sense of wealth?
Yes. And I also think that it was decided long ago in the Republican Party that they were going to make greed not a sin. Greed is a good thing. When Rush Limbaugh was alive, he almost every day espoused this opinion. Greed is good. Greed is good. When you make it to the top, you have a right to keep everything you own. And that opinion is shared by many Americans who are not wealthy. Give you one example. I was in a conversation with a couple of my buddies, and we're all middle class. Oh, okay. And they were talking about the lottery number, and they don't believe, they were both agreeing that the lottery winners should not have to pay taxes. And I commented to both of them. I said, well, if they don't pay their fair taxes, you have to come up with the money to make up for that difference to make this government work. And they couldn't see that.
Yeah.
They don't. So people just don't see that there's an obligation to the system that helps make them wealthy. And the people who aren't wealthy, there's something wrong with them. They don't want to work. Or they're somehow lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how we get around it. It's like a drug. It's like adrenaline. That's a good example. It's like adrenaline. When you have a lot of wealth, it's like a high. It's an adrenaline high. And many times, often, they don't want to. I hear the music in the background. Yeah. They don't want to share.
Yeah, I totally get it. And I think you nailed it right on the head, Earl. I think that's a brilliant analysis, and I thank you for it. Spot on. Thank you. Helping me write my piece this afternoon. We'll be back, if that's the topic that, you know, Louise and I end up working out. We'll be right back with Jared Yates Sexton. He's got a new book. It's amazing.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they could freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
the devil's advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, with Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, Cruz.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I forgot Benghazi. I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.